listening to Blick on Flicks with Jacob Clark Blickenstaff, brought to you by the National Science Teachers Association. Today's episode, Coco, Music and Memory.
Día de los Muertos has begun. It's the one night of the year our ancestors can come visit us.
I thought it might have been one of those made-up things. I was just...
Tonight is about family.
I am not like the rest of my family.
There's something that makes me different. Great-great-grandfather, I want to be a musician, just like you.
All right, who's in there?
I'm sorry.
Welcome to the land of your ancestors.
Miguel?
We're your family.
You're skeletons.
With Academy Awards broadcast coming up this month, I looked at the list of nominated films to make my selection for this column. Though there are interesting and important movies in all the major categories, I was drawn to animation. The clear favorite in the animated feature category is Disney Pixar's Coco, a truly beautiful film celebrating the culture and traditions of Mexico. Coco has set box office records in both Mexico and China and has brought understanding of Día de Muertos to folks who previously had little awareness of the holiday. The story follows Miguel Rivera, a 12-year-old boy living in Santa Cecilia, a small town in the Oaxaca region of Mexico. His family has been making shoes for generations, but Miguel dreams of playing the guitar, like Ernesto de la Cruz, the most famous son of Santa Cecilia. Miguel's great-grandmother, Coco, spends her days sitting by the family ofrenda, that is the shrine to ancestors who've passed away, but she rarely speaks. When Miguel finds a family photo that includes Ernesto's famous guitar, he supposes Ernesto is Coco's long-lost father, and decides to disobey his grandmother and enter a musical competition on the Day of the Dead. He steals Ernesto's guitar from the De La Cruz crypt, and is transported from the land of the living to the land of the dead. Only by receiving a blessing from one of his relatives in the land of the dead can Miguel rejoin the living. Through several twists and turns of the plot, Miguel learns the truth of his family history and discovers that music is even more powerful than he realized. Science teachers can use scenes from Coco to connect to the physics of sound, as well as the surprising effect that music can have on people suffering from degenerative neurological diseases. I had the opportunity to speak with one of the film's writers, Matthew Aldrich. We talked a bit about how films can inspire kids to choose a career. I've heard about scientists who got excited about becoming scientists because of the films they saw as young people. It would be wonderful if someone saw Coco and got interested in sound or the neurology of memory, he told me. What a tremendous honor and great ripple effect. So on to physics. If you pluck a string or a taut rubber band, you'll hear a note, but it won't be very loud. To be heard, the vibration of the string has to be transmitted to your ears by moving air molecules. A vibrating string on its own pushes air in all directions, so the sound energy goes out in all directions and dissipates quickly. When a string is attached to a box, like a guitar, various parts of the box vibrate along with the string and focus the sound energy. The front soundboard of the guitar and the airspace inside it resonate, or vibrate along with, the strings and give the guitar its characteristic tone. The shape of the guitar, the material it's made of, and the material the strings are made of all strongly affect the sound the guitar will make. It isn't quite accurate to say that the box amplifies the string because the box isn't adding any more energy to the system, but the box of the guitar is certainly making the string sound louder. Simply putting rubber bands around a box demonstrates the dramatic increase in volume that a resonant chamber can make. It's also possible to electrically amplify an acoustic guitar, but that's done with a microphone or pickup and speakers. Electric guitars are entirely amplified by pickups and speakers. You can hardly hear the string without that amplification. When I spoke with Aldrich about finding science in Coco, he was enthusiastic, and he pointed me to a key scene near the end of the film. When Miguel returns from the land of the dead, one of the first things he does is play the song Remember Me for his great-grandmother, Coco. The song made Ernesto de la Cruz famous, but it was originally written for Coco. When she hears it again, she is revived, she smiles, and speaks lucidly for the first time in the film. This scene is based on real work by social workers and gerontologists who bring music into nursing homes. Mr. Aldrich told me that seeing an early version of the documentary Alive Inside, which is available online, was instrumental in how the writers conceptualized this part of the movie. Work by neurologist Oliver Sacks and others supports the idea that music can reach parts of the brain rendered dormant by degenerative processes like Alzheimer's disease and dementia. Playing music that the person knew when he or she was young is the most powerful. Hearing familiar music seems to awaken a person from a catatonic state and enable him or her to communicate, at least for a while. Teachers interested in focusing on this aspect of Coco should also check out the documentary Alive Inside. The story of family connections and Dia de Muertos is enough to make Coco an Oscar contender. The addition of some great science connections means science teachers should consider using scenes to introduce resonance or to talk about music and neuroscience.
For more of Dr. Blickenstaff's reviews, go to the NSTA website, www.nsta.org, and search for Blick on Flicks.